Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote?
Very likely.
We just have definitely will vote and likely.
Likely.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals, and after I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first one on the list is Donald Trump. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Thank you. And is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
I do, and very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize that name?
I recognize the name, very unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Chris Chafee. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker?
Larry Hogan.
Larry Hogan, thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Support.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Very much support.
So that would be strongly support?
Strongly support. Or, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is...
Go ahead.
The first one is securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Important.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Somewhat important. And the last one is job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference. It's hard for me to comment on Ficker. I know him and he's an idiot. So it's hard for me to get excited. So you could put negative on each one of these comments. I don't respect the guy. I think he's batshit crazy. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I cannot choose for you. So let's go one by one. And
I got 1 minute left. So you got 1 minute to finish this up.
Thank
Unfavorable.
You. Now, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference. Makes no difference in every one of them.
And Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less? Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan?
More likely.
Or does it make no difference? And
more
is
likely.
That much more likely or just
a much more? Much more.
Thank you. The next one is, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference?
More likely.
And is that much more likely or somewhat
more
likely?
Much more likely. I got to go.
You.
So are we almost done?
We are almost done, yes. Now, as Governor and Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open, does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference?
No difference.
No difference, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
Hogan, thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I'm moderate.
And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or older.
Thank you. And are you male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much
thank
for your
you
participation.
Thank you very much.
And
you have a
have
great
a
day.
Day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.